I'm ready to wing this entire segment.
You got to wing this whole thing?
I'm going to wing this whole thing.
All right. Well, this is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Welcome to hour number three of Morning Sports Beat. And it's the return of the panel, our take on sports.
I'm glad you didn't catch what I said before the mics turned on.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. No, we will keep that between us girls here, huh? Oh, boy. And, you know, I've been all summer long. I've been thinking I got to get some music for some theme music for this show. And
sure.
I have failed to come up with a couple of good riffs and a drum beat that work for us. So that's still my goal for this season here. So, you know, got to work toward a goal.
I like it. When Brock gets back, we can have him play some guitar or something.
There we go.
There we go.
And, you know, we will make fun of Brock on this segment because he is on vacation and he's not here to defend himself. And that's normally how it works.
Yeah.
I don't want to know how it goes when I'm not here and Johnny's in his chair hosting the hosting the program. So.
What colored hair do you think Brock's going to come back with? Because when we left, when this show was ending last season.
We had like Eminem.
He had the blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. The Dolph Lundgren look.
Yes.
Oh, yes, man.
The Justin Bieber wannabe.
Yeah. And then he had it sticking straight up with some mousse at some point that he was thinking looked like some.
Something about Mary?
Like Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah, Ryan Cabrera. I don't know who Ryan Cabrera is. I was thinking Cameron Diaz and there's something about Mary.
Exactly. He's the one that in the 90s does that. On the way down, I saw you.
You can't sing that much. We're not paying royalties for it.
But see, if we can't make out what
nobody knows what it is. If you Eddie Vedder every song and just mumble everything.
Yeah.
I kid you not. There was one time, go off topic here. We did, but totally on Eddie.
We haven't even hit a topic yet.
We did karaoke one night, Matt and I, and he started singing Jeremy from Pearl Jam.
Okay.
I had my back turned. And then the song started, and I was like, I know this song. And then all of a sudden he started singing. I'm like, wait, this is the wrong song. I don't know what this is. And then I'm like, looking, and I'm like, I didn't know those were the lyrics.
This song has words.
You can't sing it like that.
You got to mumble. I mean, it's worse than Bob Dylan. That's actually a pretty good Eddie Vedder impression.
Thank you.
Yeah, not bad.
I play Eddie Vedder on the weekends.
Okay.
In an Eddie Vedder tribute band. Not a Pearl Jam tribute band. Eddie Vedder.
It's just all that Cubs song that he sings.
Yeah.
Just over and over
again. That's all it is.
Is it Vedder?
Is that what the
band is?
Just Vedder.
Yeah. Jerl Pam?
It's the Vedder Benders. Not Fender Benders.
Terrible.
Wait, see, I was thinking Gender Benders. It's a whole different way of thinking.
Sounds about
that
right.
That would be
that's
you know,
the Twisted Sister tribute band.
All right. Yeah. You know what? That would work.
Cinderella.
Somebody would buy a ticket
Cinderella
to watch those.
Yeah,
exactly.
Cinderfella. You know, it's the
Cinderfella. Now, that would be a great name.
Oh, I like that one. That's good.
That's good. Oh, boy.
We could come up with band names and you tribute band names for you know days on end.
What
are we talking sports wise, Mike?
Well, it's the start of the NFL season tonight.
Yes,
oh, man, we're back.
I already put my picks in too.
I've got to do that yet. I still got a couple hours.
Yeah, how much time we got until?
I think I don't know what time the cutoff is for it. But.
So it's probably I'd say I'm just gonna guess. I have absolutely no idea. I'm gonna say 5 o'clock.
Probably
a safe bet.
If you do it by noon, you should be just fine. So, okay. I mean, it's a glorious, glorious thing. The NFL is back. College football is actually already underway. We've had a couple of weeks of that. And,
yes.
You know, it's good to see. Notre Dame is ranked again, 24th in the AP poll this week, up from unranked, which is crazy. That's a bit of a surprise. I'm almost thinking, I didn't want to say it on the air yesterday, but I'm almost thinking they're ranked basically due to name at this point because they've got one win.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, just outside the top 25 to start. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, all right, this is, you know, boy, it seems awful generous.
Well, And even fans of Notre Dame, they're thinking to themselves like, hey, I think maybe we'll break 500 this year. Maybe we'll hit 500 this year.
You know,
and they're ranked.
My thought with Notre Dame as a Brian Kelly fan, more than an Irish fan, is it just get to a bowl game. 7 wins.
Yeah.
And that's also what I view as success for Michigan State this year. You win 6 or 7 games, go to a bowl. I think State's going down this weekend at home against Western.
Okay, really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I do. Western played USC really, really good, very tight, right up until the very end of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, NFL tonight, the opening kickoff game, New England is home against the Kansas City Chiefs, favorite team of Brock's lovely wife, Kiki.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So I'm going to pick the Chiefs. Just because I like
that's
Kiki.
That's going to be a good game. I'm glad
it is a good game.
I'm glad that especially for these Thursday night games, they actually pick a game that is, whether it's a rematch of the Super Bowl or they do one of the biggest games, and that is going to be a huge one.
Yeah, it will. And you know, you got a rivalry as well in Cleveland with the Steelers and the Browns on Sunday. Lions at home against Arizona. The Bears have the Atlanta Falcons at home at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, which, you know, should be a fun game to watch, if not a good game. It should be fun to watch the Atlanta offense get
I hear they have good food at Soldier Field.
Right.
Okay. Other than that, what's happening on the field is not going to be that good.
Soldier Field, come for the food.
Well, you know, it's better than having the game in Atlanta where they're going to have a restaurant that's closed because they got a Chick-fil-A in the new stadium. And Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
It makes no sense that they put that in there.
Well,
I don't understand.
I mean, it's... The stadium's going to be used for more than just Falcons games. So it'll be open for different events.
Yeah,
there was a college game there this past weekend. Obviously, it was open for that. And then, you know, there was supposed to be a game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins in Miami on Sunday. That has been moved to later in the year when both teams had the bye week the same week.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Hurricane Irma is going to make sure that game doesn't happen as scheduled.
That's looking mean, too, on the radar.
Cow.
Wow.
It's scary mean, man. Yeah. I saw a picture on MLive, like that storm superimposed over the state of Michigan, and it covered all the Lower Peninsula and half of the UP.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's crazy. I got a friend down there, too.
Yeah, either one of you ever been through a hurricane?
No.
Nope.
Me either.
I hope never even close to that.
I know. So, Johnny, as a Bears fan, what are your hopes for this season? Okay, then.
All right. Says it all.
Matt?
I'm just going to say a couple wins. I could see that. I just want to see improvement, honestly. I don't want to see, I don't want to see a lot of injuries, but I want to see improvement. And something I'll say I don't want to see is I don't want them to put Trubisky in, no matter how good he was in the preseason. I mean, it's the preseason, but no matter how good he was in the preseason, give that kid some time to learn the playbook and study all that, because I have not seen a lot of rookies that have just jumped into it and had a not only successful season, but a successful career.
Tom Brady.
I mean, Tom Brady didn't start the first game of the season.
No, he came in week three.
Tom Brady came in after Drew Bledsoe got hurt, and he had a successful season and obviously won the Super Bowl, but...
It was not just him on that.
Yeah,
one doing
and he,
that too.
You know, and he got beat up. He's gotten beat up over the years. He's only recently in the past, you know, even though some of the times he went to the Super Bowl, he still got the crap beat out of him big time. And same thing with Peyton Manning, starting from all the way from the beginning, he got beat up a lot.
Yep.
And all those guys, I mean, they went through a bunch to get into an actual good rhythm and everything. So I think he's letting them sit for a little bit. I mean, you look at Andrew Luck. I mean, Andrew Luck jumped right in.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he jumped in because Peyton Manning got hurt.
Yeah, they had no
choice, but now he's barely playing. He's hurting.
He's not going to play week one. Mm-hmm. It would surprise me if he plays really until a couple of weeks into the season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm with you for the Bears. I'm hoping for 6 or 7 wins.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold my breath, but... You know, as long as the Bears finish better than the Dolphins with a record, I'll be happy.
That is true.
Is Trubisky a franchise quarterback, though? Like, is he looking like that?
Well, they drafted him in that spot of where you would be looking as your future franchise quarterback.
Right.
Is he looking like that? He's looking really good.
Yes, he is.
But it's preseason. So you can't really judge it fully.
It is looking like he's understanding the playbook. I mean, he's throwing some really good passes, so he knows the routes pretty well because he's placing the ball exactly where it needs to be. And he's not really getting hit too much.
No, he shows a lot of talent.
Yeah. Good.
And Glennon has been spotty at best, I think we could say, in the preseason.
Right.
But again, it's preseason. And he does have NFL experience, which is the advantage that he has over Trubisky. And I'm with you. I'd like to see, you know, stick with Glennon as long as possible. Throw the rookie in for some mop-up duty here and there. But nothing in the first half unless you've got an injury.
Yep. Like, say, third quarter, the game's lost, which that's going to probably be most of the third quarters.
Yeah.
Just to be honest. It's a, as we call it in baseball, a rebuilding year.
Yes, it is. We'll be back to talk more about that right after this. This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Hour number three of Morning Sports Beat, and our take on sports is Phil was over at Lake Michigan College in the past hour talking Red Hawks athletics. And now you get me, Michael Arney, Johnny Reinhart, Matt Malone. Sorry, I didn't introduce you guys the last segment. We just jumped right into it. So
we don't need an introduction.
Everybody knows.
So we're talking rebuilding for the Bears. Matt, your thoughts on the NFL. And I'll apologize. I'm assuming you're a Packer fan. But you
of course he's a Packer.
You got some Minnesota in
you. Oh, gosh, no. Just for the baseball there.
Just for the baseball. Yeah. Okay, so and the Packers.
I like hot dish.
The Packers,
everybody loves a good hot dish.
Yeah. Everybody's just kind of thinking, all right, it's the division for the Packers to lose once again, as it is every year.
Yeah,
and I have to say I agree. I think that we have a lot of good returning stars, I guess we'll say, superstars when it comes to offense and defense as well. But what's kind of concerning me is a lot of injuries. I mean, I'm just looking through here for injuries for just practice. I mean, we've got a lot of big names. Clay Matthews, Nick Perry, Clinton Dix, Kevin King. Just name a few of them. It's really big parts of our team, but it's hard to see us, you know, going to the Super Bowl or going winning the division if we're already having injuries this early. I mean, we haven't even had the first regular season game and we're having groin injuries.
Well,
I mean,
it's what plagued them last year. Yeah. Towards the
every year.
And that's my big question is, The thing I see on the injury report a lot is Clay Matthews.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't know what is going on with him, if he has just become, I mean, he's getting older.
Yeah.
But it just seems like every year he has a stint on the injury report for a good, I'd say, minimum six games during a season. And, you know, you look at A.J. Hawk, he retired because he's like,
right,
I keep getting hurt. I'm done.
And Hawk was, man, he was a monster.
He was. Absolutely. With him and Clay Matthews, and then when they had Peppers for a little while, it was just really a solid defense. But, I mean, with somebody like Clay Matthews, it's just like, you know, J.J. Watt, where it's like when he's on the field, people have to watch out for him, and it helps everybody else, you know, make plays as well. But so he needs to get on the field.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned Peppers, and now that he's gone, I love the fact that we're still going out and actively pursuing people who are free agents, too. Quentin Dial, hoping is going to be able to do, you know, fill that place that Peppers is leaving. But, you know, if, again, we say that Clay Matthews is out, you know, and he's shifting between, you know, D-end and linebacker and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, is there going to be somebody to be able to pick up where he's leaving off if he is out? I don't know.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, it's a big test. Week one, Green Bay is at home against Seattle.
Right.
It's a late afternoon game, the 4 o'clock game. So most of the country probably going to be able to watch that one.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think Packers are favored with that one, too.
Okay.
Which is interesting. I mean, for me, I think it's a 51, you know, 49 split.
Exactly. And you got two of the best quarterbacks in the game going up against each other with Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And obviously Russell with ties to the state of Wisconsin as Wisconsin Badger.
It's hard to hate him. It is so hard to hate him.
I get that.
He's got a great smile.
He does. He does. And a hot wife. So who cares?
Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, man.
He's got everything going for him.
He really does.
Except he hasn't. Oh, he has won a Super Bowl, hasn't he?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Yeah, the Seahawks did get that win a couple of years back.
And that's another team. If they stay healthy, I could see this being the NFC Championship game.
Oh,
I
could. Mean, yeah.
It could
well
easily
be
if both teams stay healthy. But, you know, it's a very tough test. And I'm hoping that maybe the Packers can maybe pick up some of these maybe free agents and things that even as the season goes by, watch out for some of those free agents that are kind of still hanging out there that might help them out.
Yep. Well, and that's the thing is Mark Murphy's got no issue with halfway through the season finding a free agent that we need.
Right.
I mean, look at when Rodgers went down and we had to find backup quarterbacks.
Right.
I mean, that's one thing that I will say is Mark does a good job with it. You know, I wish they would take a little bit more chance in the draft and try to draft the positions.
Yeah, they didn't do much in the draft.
No, but
to fill the spots. I mean, they had real issues with their secondary, and I didn't see a whole big splash with that.
No, I think they got one good pick towards that, but that's it. I mean, I feel like that was the biggest issue. the biggest void that we needed to fill. And I say we because, you know, as a Packer fan, I'm part of the team.
Fans, so. I like to rip on people for that.
You know people that are stockholders.
Right. Yes, I do.
That's,
I do.
And that's where the Packers are obviously unique with that, you know, and stockholders and with that, you probably get an inside track on season tickets. My God, that's got to be the hardest ticket in sports to get as a Packer ticket.
Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's hard.
That's why I wish they still played two games a year in Milwaukee because then more people got to go see the games.
Exactly.
Yep. It's not easy to get tickets. I mean, you can still buy some through, you know, ticket exchanges, that kind of
market,
stuff.
Yep.
But to get on the list, I mean, you literally, it's like two generations
absolutely.
Full
yep.
for season tickets. Yep. It's not happening.
There was a guy I used to work with when I worked for the West Michigan Whitecaps who was on the waiting list for Packer tickets. And I think he moved up that year by like 10 spots and he was thrilled.
Yes.
I'm like, how far are you away? Bruce is like, I'll probably not live long enough.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But I don't know. It's a great legacy, great tradition. I don't care if you're not a Packer fan or if you are. You can hate the Packers as much as you want. There's no doubt about it, though. Having the fans own the team, that's one of the greatest things in any sport.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I love how they do things in Green Bay. I'm not necessarily a Packers fan, but I could see myself easily becoming one just because of the way they do things. I like the communism of everybody owning the team and obviously the tradition.
Yes,
yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, what other team has their fans shovel off bleachers in the middle of winter to watch the Packers?
Yeah, you're not gonna get that in New England.
No, absolutely not. Oh gosh, I gotta find a place to park the car.
It was uppity.
So we go to the game.
What was that?
That was a weird New England accent.
That was an attempt.
Boston.
We need to work on that.
Go to the bar, drive the car.
And I'm going on now my I think second or third season without an NFL team that I root for.
Oh, you're still in limbo.
I'm still in limbo. I'm leaning Cleveland still like I was last year, and I'm actually more excited because DeShone Kizer looks really good, and I don't want to put all my hopes into a rookie, but that team is going to be much better this year.
And they got new jerseys. Seen. I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
They were the same. They're the same as what they were last year.
Are they? I thought they redid
them.
They
changed them a little bit.
They
it's
did.
A different color brown.
That's right.
Oh,
it is. Yes.
How many different
it's got
ways
a different
can you
hue.
That's right.
How many different ways can you make it look like poop?
And it's more it's
and pumpkin.
It's more hunter orange than pumpkin orange.
Okay.
If you know.
All right. But I'm also leaning toward the Houston Texans, not as a sympathy vote for you know what they went through with the hurricane, but because of J.J. Watt.
He's the man. Another Wisconsin boy.
You know, we'll get into more of what he has been doing over the past couple of weeks for hurricane victims in our next segment, which is our longer segment here at this show, and then. We'll revisit a little bit too our baseball picks from earlier this season because it looks like a couple of us might have been pretty dead on for a couple of things. I remember Mr. Malone called for some
Twinkies.
Yeah, Twinkies, and you know what? They came out and surprised everybody at the start, and
they're still in the hunt, right?
They're still in the hunt, as are the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll see. We'll be back with yet another segment here on Our Take on Sports on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Just after this, this is your Thursday edition. 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Our Take on Sports for Morning Sports Beat. And welcome back to this program. We've been away. We took the summertime off from doing this show because, you know, we didn't have the road trip with Phil out of the studio and, you know, needing to bring in the morning mashup crew, essentially.
Yes.
And if you haven't checked that out, you need to check that out. And Johnny, what's up with the duck?
Yeah, John, you brought this one in, man.
What do you mean, what's up with the duck?
I mean, this duck is in
the
every
duck
video.
The duck is more famous than we will ever dream to be. He's been through a lot.
A lot better looking. Yeah, he's been the first one that he was in. Holy cow.
The same, I mean, he's gone. It's kind of like what Liam Neeson has gone through in that one movie, Taken.
So we stole this duck.
That plus that one movie that he was in, Darkman. Imagine you take those and put those together, all the things that he went through, and that is Taters the duck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to explain. You just got to see it for yourself.
Call me Taters Salad.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So Taters the mashup duck. I don't know how old he is. It's kind of like the most interesting man in the world. Just imagine that and put it into a duck.
So at some point we're going to change out Tater with a younger Tater.
Yeah.
Just
exactly.
As gray. You know.
Exactly.
when regular Taters decide to retire and stuff.
Yeah,
but
you know,
to see what we're talking about, search Midwest Morning Mashup on Facebook. You'll find it. You can watch all the episodes.
It's out there. Yeah, it's fun. The intro to me just slays me every time that you guys shot that to look like the opening of Full House.
Yeah, why not? It's quality work. Probably the best work we've ever done.
Yeah, it might have been the best camera work Jacob's done too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly.
I agree with that.
It's great stuff.
Certainly is most skilled editing work.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
We were talking before the break about J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans, and last I saw Wednesday morning, his relief fund had gone, I think, over $18 or $20 million.
Yeah, 20, over 20.
Yeah, 20 million. I mean, this is beyond belief. And I'm sure he started off with a goal of $200,000.
Yeah.
And right. It just took off.
Yeah, he just wanted to help the community that he's, you know, been so fortunate to be playing in and wanted to help him out and help out his fellow man. And everybody else that he knows and people that he doesn't even know stepped up and said, hey, we love what you're doing. We want to help you out. And it's just amazing. And for somebody, you know, for any celebrity or athlete to do something like that, and especially for him this close to the beginning of the season as well. But it's really close to his heart because, I mean, it's in the town that he plays football. Yep. So, you know, he can't shy away from it.
Yeah. And what I like about this is that, you know, they're putting this money directly into donations or to go into people to help them out right now.
Exactly.
And people aren't going to get a bill for this help.
Right.
There are other relief organizations, as widely known as they may be, you know, loved and pitched by celebrities, that you get a bill. And I'm not going to mention which one it is, but they'll bill you for it. And
that's crazy.
That's just crazy. I mean, that happened to my wife and her family. They had a flood at her home in Nevada when she was growing up, lost a lot of things, lost all their, you know, all her childhood pictures are gone. And then lo and behold, a couple weeks after it's all over, they get billed for the relief supplies that they received.
It's just crazy. I mean, I just saw something the other day that there was a landlord down in Houston that was saying, hey, I know your house is, like, you know, underwater and completely damaged, but you know, it is past the 5th of the month.
Right?
So
you're gonna need that rent money.
I'm gonna need the rent money. So it's ridiculous stuff like that that people have to deal with. So I'm just happy that J.J. Watt has stepped up, and all these other people have stepped up, and I could see this. Obviously, this, it's hit 20 million, so it's probably going to just keep on going and going and going.
If you want to give to that, just basically Google J.J. Watt, and it'll come up.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that, you know, this is the reason why I did it, because it's absolutely not, but how do you beat J.J. Watt as the humanitarian of the Year Award?
Yeah,
there's no way.
And he should win every SB possible.
Absolutely, right. And not, again, not that he's doing it for that by any reason, of course.
No.
But just a fantastic effort. And, you know, he's got a lot of fans out there, but I think a lot of corporate sponsors as well that are pitching in. And
they've loaded up a couple of semis worth of supplies donated in his hometown over there in Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Yep, Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Just outside of Milwaukee.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, it's just awesome to see.
That's where the Milwaukeeans
step
pee.
Up.
It's right. That's where, yeah.
Is that downriver?
It's downstream. Yeah. It's really warm. Anyways, there you go.
It's really,
and that's where the golden color of the Milwaukee rivers comes from. It's not the beer.
The snow is always yellow.
Exactly.
So if there's anybody from Pewaukee that's listening, I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
You did it to yourself.
Exactly.
The atmospheric conditions allow our signal to reach across the lake.
Yep.
You know, you never know. Things can bounce.
Yep.
It is great, the stuff that he's doing, and really any player. I mean, if you're not if you're a player or an athlete or anybody like that, that's a celebrity, if you're not doing something to help out your community, it's like, why not?
Exactly. What's wrong with you?
So it's great that he's doing that, and yeah, it's just good stuff.
Yes, it is. And let's get to baseball. Obviously, Matt, you predicted at the start of the year the Minnesota Twins were going to win it all. Johnny, you went with the Cleveland Indians, and both look like very – obviously, Cleveland is in the driver's seat in the Central. I don't think there's any way that Kansas City is going to catch them, especially if they get pounded again like what Detroit did to them on Tuesday night. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
6 home runs for the Tigers.
Insane.
But, yeah, I mean, as of Wednesday morning, the Twins are – 11 games out of first, but they're in the thick of the wild card.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of an interesting season for them, too, because, you know, you look just a few days ago or so, winning 11-0 or like 17-0, I think it was. Wasn't it against the Tigers? Who's that? I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
So 11, or 17-0, and then all of a sudden, like, they're close in every other game. But, yeah. I mean, they're never on all cylinders except for, like, that one, you know, 17-0. But you look at preseason when we were talking about that, they got smoked by the Rays.
Yeah, they did.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And that was insane. And we're like, oh, there's no way. I'm like, no, I'm sticking with them, man. I'm sticking with them.
Yep. And they're a half game as we do this. They're a half game behind the Angels for that second wild card spot.
Yeah.
So, definitely within striking distance. The Cubs still controlling their own destiny. They've got... Mm-hmm. I think about a 2.5 game lead it is, maybe or so, over the Milwaukee Brewers. But the Brewers are at the Cubs tomorrow.
Right? The Brewers are tough.
They are very tough.
It's been neck and neck for them. I mean, it's about the same as it usually is for when the Cubs are doing well.
Yeah.
The same kind of Cubs and Cardinals kind of battle.
And the Cardinals aren't out. They're only 4 games back. So
right.
They're nipping at the heels of the Brewers. So, I mean, Milwaukee.
There's still a lot of baseball left.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
There is. And we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the fire sale in Detroit and on the south side of Chicago.
Oh,
I mean, the White Sox pretty much told their fans, be patient, give us a couple years, we're just going to get rid of everybody.
Yeah.
And we're going to get in everybody's greatest prospects and rebuild. And I think the Tigers got what was left over from what the White Sox did, and they still did well. It hurts as a Tiger fan to see Justin Verlander pitching for Houston. Mm-hmm. Watched a little bit of that game Tuesday night when he made his debut against the Mariners. It looked
weird. Yeah.
And it was the Mariners broadcast on MLB Network, and it just hit me. I mean, watching the Tiger games, if Kate Upton was there, they never said anything about it. And she was, every time he pitched, she's there.
Oh, yeah.
They're engaged. You're going to be there to support your spouse.
Yep.
The Mariners announcers wouldn't shut up about it. I heard at least 5 times. Yeah, you know Kate Upton's here tonight. I'm like, of course she is.
Yes. Is this your first game with them? Oh, it is.
And there's Kate Upton reacting to the ball that he just threw.
Exactly. And it reminded me of a colleague that Matt, you didn't work with.
Nope.
Johnny and I did, who was just obsessed with that with that lovely St. Joe native and would track her every movement when she was in town. It got embarrassing.
Oh,
It's just funny to me when they're just like, I mean, I know they go to the crowd and they need to pass time because in baseball there's a lot of downtime, just like football.
It gets slow and boring sometimes.
But it's just funny that there's like, there's Kate Upton. I think she ordered nachos.
Let's watch her eat the nachos.
Yeah, her hair is blowing in the wind.
She's wearing a hat today. I think that's not her friend. That's just somebody that... thought she was sitting in her seat.
Yeah, yep. But yeah,
it's just so funny.
I know. It's just, you know, celebrity worship at its best there.
Right.
And I also heard too. I did not realize this. They were mentioning on that broadcast the Verlander trade. We knew it came down to literally the last minute.
Yeah. Yes.
They had been talking since the beginning of the other trade deadline.
Yep. And it was actually came down even closer. They said it was 2 seconds. Before the deadline, when they finalized,
he made the call. Yeah, let's do this at like 11:59.
Yep, and a couple of seconds. Yeah. So I mean, you talk about just barely, because it took some convincing to get Justin Verlander to go to Houston. He wanted to go to the Cubs.
Yeah,
you know, that was his first choice. Was he wanted to go to the Cubs? And
yeah.
I've been informed by a fairly reliable source that the deal with that was all about who was going to pay his salary.
Right.
And, you know, the Tigers are paying $8 million of it right now for the next 2 seasons, and the Astros are picking up the rest, but the Cubs apparently wanted him to pay a little bit more.
Okay.
And they wouldn't do it. And I think there was also, too, maybe with this last trade deadline, the Cubs might not have had anything left to give.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They did give up a lot of their top prospects.
Yep.
And some of their middle-tier guys, and they went to the White Sox. So we'll see those guys in a few years.
We will.
I would say put yourself in Verlander's cleats, though, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the opportunity to go to the reigning, you know, champion, World Series champions, you know, and maybe take a little bit of a pay cut with hopes of getting back there, wouldn't it be worth it?
It would be worth it. And I'm hoping it was more of the Cubs didn't have anything offering up that the Tigers wanted more so than it was the money at this point.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the Tigers were probably saying, we need a major leaguer in this deal.
Right.
And they weren't about to budge on that because their lineup is pretty solid. And they've already got 2 former Tigers on that team with Alex Avila and the pitcher, Justin Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, they could have maybe sacrificed one of their outfielders, but
yeah. But no, you know, Kyle Schwarber, that would have been nice.
Yeah, Schwarber would be nice for the Tigers. I mean, another big contract is Jason Hayward. You can't really get rid of him.
No.
As much as you might want to, as far as
Mikey
Motzek's
been playing well in center field for the Tigers this year, so. I'm excited. A couple years for Detroit, and they're going to be back at it again. I think they're going to be okay. It's just next year is going to be rough. We're going to wrap things up in just a moment. This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports and Our Take on Sports on your Thursday. It's September 7th, in case you needed to know. 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Our Take on Sports, hour number 3 of Morning Sports Beat. I'm Mike Arney, along with Johnny Reinhart and Matt Malone. And Brock Havens is out west, out in the great wide open in what, Montana?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe Montana.
He's
yeah.
actually going to come back with a Fu Manchu mustache, everything, man. It's going to be weird.
Here's the
cowboy
thing.
Hat.
He can grow facial hair faster than anybody else I've ever known in my life.
Absolutely. It's
I
weird.
Think he could grow a Fu Manchu during his show.
Right.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think if he starts about 5:30, he's solid. Yeah.
It's the most manly chia pet ever.
I think if he sneezes too hard.
Right. God, not again.
A soul patch comes out.
Right. Oh, ain't nobody needing a soul patch. Oh, I was going to try to do a Brock impression and realize I probably shouldn't embarrass myself.
No,
like
go
that,
for it. We can do our best.
I can't do it.
He's not here.
I know he's not here, but
I always do his laugh. His laugh.
Yeah, Brock Havens. And I sneeze and I grow a beard, man. Yeah, my wife's hot.
Take our bus to the Tigers versus the Twins.
Right.
Versus Brock. Versus
women are objects. Yeah, you know, just regular Brock. Brockisms.
Oh gosh,
women are objects.
So he'll be back.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Thinking we weren't going to get an HR call without him here, and now Matt did it to us.
That was Brock.
Okay,
that was all
right.
Brock. Yeah,
you did it.
He was joining us. Yeah,
go on. 2:30 this morning. Give us some character.
Yeah. He was joining us via satellite.
That's right.
Because there are satellites in Montana.
There's right. one satellite in Montana.
Yeah, there is. So I dropped in one movie reference there with the Howard Stern Private Parts.
Oh,
and, you know, a couple weeks ago, we got to mention it. A couple weeks ago, ESPN turned ESPNU into
the Ocho.
And a nod to Dodgeball.
Yeah.
ESPN 8, the Ocho. They did that for one day on August 8th.
All 8, fake 8. Sports, right?
You know,
yes.
And I was talking with you about this the other day.
They really should do it full time.
Is there one, they should do it full time because who watches ESPNU? I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
I mean,
hey, lacrosse is on.
Yeah. When lacrosse is on, when baseball's on, when they do have college baseball, I do like watching some of those games because that's fun to watch.
And they'll put some decent college football games on too there.
Other than that, I mean, put the Ocho on.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's watch some more Australian rules football.
Exactly.
Right? You know, there's apparently, I learned this recently, there's collegiate fishing. Why not?
Right.
Honestly, why not?
We can get Coop Cooper out and get him, let him host
the show. Collegiate basketball.
That's right.
Yes, there we go.
It had to happen eventually.
Coop Cooper can't come out of retirement, though. I mean,
Doug Reamer can.
Yeah.
They're just announcers. Al Michaels probably wouldn't be able to make it.
Yeah, they could be the announcers.
Yeah, I like it.
No, I would enjoy that. But yeah, I mean, dodgeball, seeing stuff like that. Shuffleboard. I mean,
curling.
Curling. You know, when I was in high school, I actually wanted to be a professional curler.
You know,
I never practiced it. I never did it. I just said, if there's any way
the closest I've ever
a short, chubby, fat guy can make it into the Olympics, curling is my thing.
You know, the closest I've ever come to curling is shoveling the driveway after I've driven over it a couple
exactly.
times.
Exactly.
Right. Got too many ice marks on it, ice tracks.
I could be a great sweeper.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know how well I can walk on the ice.
I'll do the
and
stone.
Do that.
I can slide. I'll do the stone.
That's the most important part.
It
Mike.
Is the most important part.
It's a tough job to be the stone thrower.
What do I
well,
do?
Well, I have a giant ego, so it's all right.
If we're starting an Olympic team here, I need a job. Give me my job. What do
you
I
can,
do?
You can be the guy that makes sure it gets in the circle.
Okay, perfect.
Or that yells at the stone.
Yeah. to, like, just try to blow it in if the sweeping's not working? How does it work?
I guess so.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We need a second sweeper, though. I guess it'd have to be Brock.
Yeah.
Well, I think
we just used his beard.
Wasn't I going to be one of the sweepers?
Well, yeah, you're the one.
But there's three?
There's two.
No.
There's two.
So I would,
he's the pusher. He's
yeah,
a stone
pusher. You're the pusher. I'm a sweeper.
I'm the navigator.
Matt's the last sweeper to make sure it gets into the hole.
The finisher.
Then there's another one?
Brock.
Yeah.
Brock and we'll use his big bushy beard.
Yeah, Brock.
Montana beard.
Brock or Hunter with his, or no, Benny. We'll just flip Benny over in that Notre Dame leprechaun beard he's got.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's perfect.
It's a great
idea. I'm not going to make fun of Johnny's beard because Johnny's beard is awesome.
It's very well groomed, isn't it?
I make my own beard oil.
Jesus.
And I use beard balm.
I
take good care of my beard because, one, I don't want to have like anything in it.
Yeah.
I don't want bugs. I don't want food stuck in there. I don't want any of that stuff.
Here's an MTV contest. Win the stuff found in ZZ Top's beard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there's I can't grow a manly enough beard to even try to.
And mine, it comes in, now that I'm old, it's just so gray. It's like, I just look 10 years older. I got to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Speaking of beards, you remember when Jake Arrieta shaved his beard after the season was over?
Yes, he looked like a baby.
I am glad that thing is back.
Yep, me too. That's going to wrap this hour up, huh? This has been a
quick
one.
Time to go shave.
No. This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Thanks for checking us out here on Morning Sports Beat. You can also download the podcast if you missed any of this at WSJMSports.com.
Got to reapply the beard oil.